AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
All right, hey guys, welcome back. We got a special guest today. Tony's working, so my man DC, our good friend, comic, father, is filling in today. DC, father, welcome, man.
Father extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire, he says.
I think I'm the veteran of the dads.
Well, I mean, compared to me, everybody is. I had to bring my little ones today, guys, so if you hear noise in the back, it's just them running around. This is what dads do. Now, unlike me and Tony, DC, the way his sperm is set up, he has two girls.
Two of them.
Two girls. Not two boys, two girls. So what is that?
But I'm looking at both of the baby boys right now, and I'm getting, like, jealous, bro. I think I want another kid. I want a boy now.
You put that on the air. Your DMs are going to blow up.
Hey, ladies. If you can promise me a son.
It's on you.
That's what they say, but I don't know. I don't know if that's because do we actually see who delivers the XXXY? You know what I mean?
Hey, man, they say it's on us.
Do we see it though? You know?
Hey, stop touching that, boy. It's gonna be 50 minutes. Stop. Boy, Keelan. Damn it. Hey, it's gonna be 15 minutes. Welcome, man. Welcome.
Thank you, bro.
What's going on with your kids? What's going on?
I was just telling, May that, you know, freshman in college, one's a freshman at freshman at Xavier in New Orleans, and sophomore in at Spelman in Atlanta.
Oh, so you broke?
Damn near.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm starting to feel it, bro. I'm like, oh, it hasn't hit me yet, but when I have to start repaying shit, I'm gonna be like, oh, damn, okay, it's time.
Loans is real.
Yeah, it's real. It's coming.
But they need, you know, college is necessary. Not necessary for education-wise, but for growth, you know?
Yeah. They finna just do their thing.
Don't start touching stuff.
Yeah. Let's see how long that lasts.
Yeah, right. What you want to say? You want to say something? Huh?
This is real.
Yeah, this is authentic.
This is
the first episode you guys are going to see. My wife works during the day, so I have both of them 10 hours a day. Just me and the boys hanging out, chilling. I bring them everywhere. Auditions, work.
And they're calm. Now,
they're chill. They're chill kids.
They're calm. They chill. As long as they just be chilling, bro.
They chill.
I love their energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about you, Kendrick.
I got their schedules and stuff down there now. Like, we wake up at a certain time. I wear them out to a certain time. They take their naps together.
You sleep when they sleep, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I get up at 6, go to the gym, get them ready, breakfast, all that stuff. We play or run errands or adventures or whatever, and then they nap. I'll take a nap if I'm tired. Sometimes I don't be tired.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, sometimes I just roll.
But even if you're not tired, shouldn't you? Because even when I wasn't tired and when my kids were like their age, I would be like, I'm about to go to sleep. Because I know when they get up, they're going to be up.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I won't get that opportunity again.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy? I don't even need, like, those. They'll take like 2-3 hour naps sometimes. I only need 30 minutes.
You ever force them to sleep?
No, they usually don't say yes. Don't lie on me. They usually just go to sleep.
He said, be honest, Dad. Tell the truth.
He just go to sleep. Because he'll ask to go to sleep, this one. He'll just be tired. Oh, you wanted water? Okay.
Oh. So he'll let you know,
yeah,
when he's sleeping.
And he'll dive in. This one's all over. See, the other one, he's older. He'd just be on the iPad, and he's just chilling. This one,
he'd be in his world. When I was over your house, I was like, he's cool with just doing what he wants to do and just chilling, finding his own route, his own little thing.
Well, when they're at the house, it's Wrestle City.
For real?
So the last two games they decided to play together, one was a slap-off. They were just taking turns slapping each other. And then 3 days ago, I walk in, and I'm trying to get them ready. and they decide to play a game of headbutt.
For real?
And they were just headbutting each other. Like, just just doing silly
stuff.
Wish I had a brother, bro.
You lucky. How many brothers? I got a half, like a half-brother and a step-brother, but a brother that was, like, close in age with me.
I have two brothers and another young one. But me Keith was tight.
I wanted a twin brother, bro.
I never wanted a twin.
Why not?
Because you got to do everything together. You got to dress alike. You got to. Me and my brother dressed alike, and we weren't even twins, and I hated it. And now I'm dressing them alike. But they got on the exact same outfit.
Having an identical twin would be so dope. I wanted a twin Why? So bad. I don't know, bro. I'd be fascinated with twins. I wanted a twin so bad that I would, like, pray for a twin even when I was, like...
You already grown.
When I was 13, I'd
like
be
you
like,
a fine
Lord,
one?
Jesus, give me another chance. Just give me a twin.
That's comedy.
Yeah, having a twin would be dope, but identical, though. Yeah. Fraternal twins, I'd be like, eh. But when you see someone that looks exactly the same, you'd be like, that is dope.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I like it. I never wanted one, though.
Really?
Your daughters are dang near twins.
10 months apart, baby.
I'd
be having to
back.
Explain to people. They'd be like, DC, you got two daughters, this and that. I'd be like, yeah, 10 months apart. They'd be the same age for like two months out the year.
Yeah.
And what kills them, they'd be like, same mom? I'd be like, same mom. They'd be like, really? I'd be like, yeah, same mom.
They thought you had the Irish twins, as they say.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what they call it. And I don't know. I don't like saying it because I don't know if that's correct or not.
How did that become the Irish twins?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't want to be saying it.
Is that racist? Would they frown upon that and be like, so what are you guys trying to, what are you going to say about us?
Yeah. Conor McGregor. Yeah. What is out of nowhere. Just.
Yeah. Is that, I would think that Americans would have Irish twins more than Irish people, right?
I don't know. I don't know the culture like that.
Wow. So I mean, like, it's at least like where I'm from. That's what that just happens. Like,
yeah. What?
Wait, are they considered Irish twins if they're like with different parents? Has to be with the same parents to be considered Irish twins. So if it's not with the same parents, that's just some ghetto. That's ghetto.
I thought it was what? What? This is life. We're not breaking. This is real.
This is real life. We're shooting real authentic.
This is real. This one, what do you want anyways? You just want what your brother has? Why don't you help me read this question? We're going to get to these questions.
This is the whole purpose of it, to show. See, if I had my kids here, it would make it so dope.
You just want to see what that is? Let's see what it is.
He want to be free.
Yeah, you just want to look at stuff. Yeah, go do that. All right, so let's get in this.
Look at Cameron like, I don't know.
Cameron's like, is he supposed to do this? Oh, I do have a question for you, though. As a father of girls.
Oh, man.
What have you learned, like, about women? Like, how has having daughters changed your perspective?
That's where I suck at. I learned that you really have to be honest with girls. Because you're their first example of, like, how a man is supposed to, like, treat them and treat women. And I don't know. I learned that, like, they would tell me, like, Dad, how you, like, I just learned that you got to be straight up with them and you got to, like, tell them that, hey, dudes aren't perfect. And you might get hurt because I've hurt.
I've heard stuff out there.
You have to put yourself out there, and you have to you really have to like come to terms with like, damn, like it's gonna be some stuff you don't like about your dad when you know what I mean when you grow up and you know
yeah.
And then once you, I don't know, bro. It's like I guess that's what I learned, just being having to be honest with them and tell them like just the truth about like the real world. Telling them, hey, you know, don't look for a guy like me, but look for a guy like me.
Oh.
That makes sense?
Good qualities.
Yeah, because I'm a dope dad, dope father. But, you know, when it comes to, like, relationships and stuff, I was like, not so good. Right. So I would have to tell them, like, when they would see certain stuff happening or whatever, I'd be like, hey, you know, I know this is not right. I know you see me talking to a couple girls. But, you know.
You think that's going to affect them?
I hope not.
I mean, negative or positively?
Yeah, I think in a positive, I think it'll affect them because they can't say, like, I didn't know. They can't say, I didn't know, like, my, it's weird. My youngest, she'll be like, Dad, and she'll tell me, she'll be like, I think I like guys that are like you. And I'll be like,
yeah. Yeah, what can you do about that?
I'm like, oh. My oldest be like, she kind of be like, she goes the opposite. She'd be like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I wouldn't say, like, I'm not the cool guy or whatever, yeah. But she likes not squares, but yeah. I guess, well, how do you say that?
Safe.
Safe, yeah, you know?
Safe. A little corny. Safe?
Yeah.
A little
corny. Oh, poets.
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 Poets. Corny.
When incense. Is that?
What now? Is your nap time?
There you go, champ. He said, hand it here.
Yeah, he's sleepy, anyways.
Yeah, he's sleepy. Yeah, I guess, bro.
Yeah. I've always, you know, I got the boys. So I always wonder, like, man, girls. Like, they're in college. Like, that is that not nerve-wracking that they're in college?
You, for those parents that are, like, naive and don't, like, that think that it's a perfect world out there, you got to think. You got to think. I had kids when I was, like, 16 or whatever. So I was telling them when they were, like, 5, you got to use protection. You like, we were having sex talks when they were hecka young. Because I didn't want them to repeat the cycle.
Oh, I get. Well, yeah, I get.
So I would put that in their head. So, hey, there's no excuse if something happened. It's not even just about pregnancy. It's about STDs and all that, you know, everything that comes with it. So this happened when, you know, I've been telling them since they were babies, like, hey, you know, watch yourself and be careful and, you know, all that crap.
That makes sense.
And it helped, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I got them this
so
far.
So far.
They broke the cycle, bro.
So far. Yeah. Well, for you.
Yeah, they broke the cycle.
He's like, we did good.
Yeah,
like,
we did good.
They're
yeah.
all of 18.
Yeah, they made 18. Y'all made it. When they finished high school with no babies, it was like, oh, man. We threw hella parties. Y'all so special. Y'all special. Didn't pop up pregnant.
Hilarious.
At 16.
All right. So let's see what we got in the fatherhood in the news. A poll. Survey says that by 2-1, American believes it's easier to raise boys than to raise girls. Younger men tend to feel this way, followed by younger women. Older Americans are less likely to feel that boys are easier to raise. Is this fair? Do you feel like there's misogyny in it? You're perfect to speak on it. What do you think?
I don't have boys, but I can imagine, like when I watch you with your boys. Like, when I be seeing them, I'll be like, oh, this is cake. Like, this would be, from everything, just getting ready to leave the house, getting ready to go. Like, with girls, I would have to, like, try to touch up their hair, make sure they look presentable, you just can't leave like that. But with boys, you can be like, hey, just, you know, put your shoes on, your little sleeveless shirts, and let's rock out.
my boys, I got to do their hair.
See,
he's in a ponytail right now, yeah.
Hey, that's true, but for the most part, you know what I mean. Like little girls, you know, they just can't go. And that's the early stages where I would say would be easier. And then, little girls come with like they be having little emotions too.
Yeah.
Like it's not just like they just don't get them as teenagers. Like I remember when my daughter was like, I used to think something was wrong with her when she was like 8 and 7 because she would just stare at the wall, and I'd be like.
Do you think that's a girl thing or just her?
I don't know. I was like, what are you just staring at the wall for? And she'd be like, I don't know, Dad. Something I just don't feel, you know. It's something. And she couldn't explain what was wrong until this day. She'll be like, I didn't stare at the wall like that, Dad. So, you know, you see at early stages that they go through stuff where they just can't explain when they might do something, you know.
My mom said, because it was all boys, she said, compared watching my nieces and us, it was super easy.
Yeah, it just seems, because boys don't, we don't be, not that girls really need a lot, but boys don't be needing, like, you give us a toy, whatever, you know what I mean, whatever. We just want to be just, you know, not bothered, I guess.
Yeah, well, that, I don't know, that could be true.
Yeah.
I've never had daughters, so I don't know. I think people say it on the aspect, I don't think it's the little kid years. I think it's the teen years people start saying what they wanted, because like the teen years we was chilling, when them hormones hit and them emotions, the girls, I think that's when people be like, I want to tap out of the girls because it's a lot. This is what I hear. This is what I've seen. Like, my mom watches my cousins. She was like, "Woo, I'm glad I had boys." Like, just that stuff. From, like, age 11 through high school, she was like, "I'm glad I had boys."
Because you know what it is? Sometimes in the teenage phase, what I can remember is they would go through catty stuff with other girls.
Yeah.
And it'd be stuff we just be like, why are you guys arguing over this or arguing over that? Like, all you have to do is, and they'll just be like, oh, that she looked at me weird or she did this and this and that. You was like, this is like stupid stuff that you shouldn't care about. Yeah.
But you know? Care. That's yeah, they that care. Matters.
And it's like, so I guess that kind of from that aspect, you'd be like, yeah. But for the most part, my daughters was kind of, they was kind of chill, bro.
Yeah.
Like myself, I do not want him to hit his head on that corner.
Yeah, it happens. When I see little. Every kid, you got a scar right there. I got one. Every kid has a scar because they just be hitting their head on stuff.
Yeah.
That's just what happens. There's not one kid you ever met, if they shaved their head, there wouldn't be some kind of,
there wouldn't be no,
I landed on a glass table when I was six. I was reaching for my, and I fell.
I got a wagon scar right here. I don't even know how I got it.
I got, mine's on this side from the corner of the bed, wrestling with my dad.
Yeah.
And I put my head back and split my head open. I didn't even know until there was blood all over the sheets and I flipped out.
See, that's the difference. You don't have to worry about stuff like that with girls, like, for the most part. I had a bead. I had to go to the hospital for having a bead stuck up my nose that I put there. Like, it was like, we had to go to the emergency room for a bead that I put in my nose. My mom was like, why are we here?
That's boys.
Like, I'm sorry.
Boys.
I'm so sorry.
Jumping off stuff. Like I said, they have slap and headbutt contests. Yeah. And that's them now. When they get old, they're going to be in full-fledged fights.
Yeah, it's going
to. They're going to be in all kinds. Because they fight now. I mean, he ain't got a chance because he's smaller, but.
They be fighting now?
Kind of, sort of. Yeah, a little. Really. Like, they snatch stuff. Because at first, when he was first, like, getting bigger and starting to grab stuff, we was like, be nice, be nice, be nice.
Uh-huh.
But then he started trying to punk him. So we was like, hey, stand up for yourself. So now he'd be like, yeah. Like, he'd be tossing him around.
Like, not like that.
Yeah, I was like, just stand up for yourself. Don't. Now he'd be like, one time he kicked him in the chest.
Yeah.
Like, he was coming over. He was like, get away. Yeah. I was like, come on, man. You can't be power kicking him in the chest. That's ridiculous.
He don't know the balance.
Yeah, he don't know.
Oh, it's legal?
Yeah, he don't know any kind of balance. So it's either like kissing him or hugging him or trying to toss him across the room. Like, there's no
area. In between.
No, there's no in between whatsoever.
That's what brothers do. Brothers fight. Yeah. And I went back home to see my mom. Me and my brother was arguing. And I was like, I'm too grown to be arguing with you. Like, but it's just like automatic. Like, he just, everything he said was right. And I was like, bro, you have no clue about life.
Oh, how much younger is he?
He's 27.
Oh, yeah.
You're 27. I'm like, bro, you don't know.
Yeah.
What's coming for you? 27, yeah. But military 27. So
he, oh, well, but he's got his stuff together. So he probably like, blah, 20, blah, 27. Blah. He got his money. He got his housing. He an adult.
Somewhat, but still.
You know,
still
got
to pay homage to Big
good.
Brother.
You just trying to Big Brother him. That's what that is.
I'm more important than a sergeant. I rank higher than the sergeant, bro.
Big Brother
is older, you know.
That's crazy how that dynamic never goes away.
It doesn't.
In siblings.
Heck,
like,
no.
I mean, I think in some families it does.
Well, you're the oldest, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And never, it's still.
Do they treat you like the oldest?
Yeah. But not like on some, like, you know, we'll do what you say, but it's definitely like they'll both call me like, man, what do you think about this? You know, I got to, and run stuff by just to get, you know, bounce ideas off or whatever, just to, you know, oh, man, or if they feel like venting off, you know.
And all of them got kids too, right?
No. My youngest one does. The middle one does not.
Okay.
Oh, that's what your problem was. You stink, bro.
Oh, he had to use a bathroom.
Oh, he smells so bad. this is life.
You know what?
Guys.
I was smelling something, and I was like, I thought I
this,
maybe last
this
night.
This is life, guys. This is what we go through. That's why he was fussing, because he had to take a dump. Oh, we can break. Yeah, we're gonna break because this room stinks.
You good?
All right. We back. Okay. We had to take a short break. This is what happens.
All right.
Oh, that's facts.
That's facts.
Oh, yeah. But is it? No, that's true. So, what, say it again. They're less likely to murder someone.
Or be murdered in the whole of their lives. Girls
get to be murdered. I feel like a woman.
Well,
I think it feels like a woman would be more likely to be murdered. Yeah, that's true.
But they're more likely to be murdered by men.
Right, yeah. Well, that was chilling.
Yeah.
That was scary, May.
Yeah, but it's true. It's like.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, it is. Women got it bad. I'm just going to say it. Come out and say it. Women, you guys got it bad. You guys got to. It's a tough route, especially in this day and age. I don't want to get into all that, but. All
right. We are back. You couldn't tell, guys, because we cut it, but it got really smelly in this room. Because somebody who shall remain nameless decided to take a dump. I'm not going to say who it was. Might have been DC. Might have been a baby. We don't know. But it got really bad in here. This is life. But we had to come back. So we back into it. Dive right back into it.
Dive into it. Right back like we never left.
It's just a random song, bro.
I'm going to have some outbursts like that. I'm sorry. I'm trying to wake up still. This is early.
Oh, I've been up. I've been up for a while. How many are you eating at one time, bro?
He said, give me all the goldfish.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think it depends on age, who becomes easier, I guess. I know women are less violent.
They're less violent.
Yeah, they're way less violent.
They're less violent in there. Yeah, they're not out here.
They're never doing any shootings. They're never.
That's right. You don't hear about women doing mass shootings.
No.
Except for that one chick in but she was with her husband, the one that happened close to here.
San
Bernardino, yeah. I don't know if she was like a shooter.
She probably
wasn't
the mastermind.
Yeah.
Other than, did you see that documentary?
Would you respect a woman mass shooter though?
What do you mean when I respect one?
I'm gonna be like, give me your gun, lady.
Hell no, nah, you're gonna end up losing your life.
I'm like, you're going through, your emotions are tripping right now.
Hell
no. You don't wanna be doing this.
Hell no.
Give me the gun.
I don't think anybody doing a mass shooting.
I feel like you can
insane.
Talk a woman mass shooting out of it, though.
Hell no.
A woman just want to be heard, bro.
Nobody doing a mass shooting.
If a woman is doing a mass shooting, she just wants to be heard.
That is a hell of a way to get attention.
No, it's like, you know, like she's not there to kill people or hurt. She just wants people to hear like, what's your problem? What's going on? Like, who did it? What Starbucks messed up your order this morning?
DC is going to solve this.
I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to talk her off the ledge. I'm going to save a bunch of lives. And everybody's going to be like, DC is so, like, he's good at just talking to women.
You know? Or are we going to be at your funeral? We're like, what was he thinking? Like, I remember DC. I remember we did a podcast, and he said he would talk a mass shooter now.
A mass woman shooter. You got to talk to her.
And it happened.
A mass dude shooter. He's there.
And now DC is no longer with us.
But a woman, you can talk her out of it.
Oh, you just spilled all this on me, huh?
Goldfish. Goldfish is life for little kids.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, after that sexist rant by DC.
That was a good rant. I mean, that was like, you know. That's a good rant. I said, I'm on women's side, bro. They treat women bad nowadays.
Let's see. Do you feel, this is just a general question. Do you feel that misogyny is just in our, like, general thinking, just naturally, like raising kids, right?
What do you mean? Explain, like.
Like, the way we raise kids, like, I think we raise boys and girls to just be, like, to kind of look down on women, I guess.
In a good way and a bad way. When I say good way, it's like, it happens naturally because we want to like. I know when my daughters were like growing up, I was like, I wanted to like protect them all the time. And mm-hmm. be like, hey, if they fail, I'd be extra like, hey, get up, you're okay, this and that, whatever the case was. But that kind of actually like makes them. I don't want them to feel like they need that all the time.
Yeah.
Like women, you want to teach them strength because like if little boys fall, you're like get up, boy, you're right. You know, you get up, boy, but, you know. So we catch some. I don't know, bro. I think. We could do it in an unnatural way, kind of. But not, you know, it's not like a.
Yeah.
I think when it's time to, like, when women are like, I don't need this, I don't need that, or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought about it till you said it like that. You do, I guess you do.
It's natural.
Make them to depend on. Yeah, but I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if we can ever change it. It had to be a conscious, like, real conscious effort to be like, I gotta do this. Because naturally, yeah, when I have, like, if there's little girls around, I just naturally be like.
Right, oh. You're like, yeah, you know, then they got their little dresses on and stuff. I'm not even thinking about all of them.
Yeah. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just like, with the boys, I just be like, man, stop. Whatever you're doing, stop. Right. Just stop.
Cut it out. But girls, you gotta, like, you know.
And I don't know if it's the have-to thing. It was like you said, it's just a natural thing that we do.
I had a split. I had a cheerleader and I had a basketball player. You know, and so with the basketball player, I try to be like, hey, toughen up, you know. But
yeah.
Cheerleader.
So you did it based on what their temperament.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly, right. So I don't know if to this day, I don't know if it helped or hurt. Help or hurt them.
We'll see. They in college.
Yeah, they doing. They made it, man.
They went to college unpregnant.
Right. Succeeded. They made it. They succeeded. Past 18 without no babies.
DC succeeded. I be worried about that, though. People always talk about, you know, like, girls having babies and stuff like that. I be worried about these dudes getting some girl pregnant.
That's the whole thing. And that's almost the unfair part. And that's almost why I be blaming my dad. I'd be like, bro, you didn't, like, talk to me enough about, like, getting girls. I don't blame him because he didn't make me do it. But at the same time, we don't. Like, I'd be like, daughters, don't do this. Don't get pregnant. Don't. But my dad never was like, hey, you know, make sure you. Like, he would tell me, but it wasn't, like.
It wasn't as enforced.
It wasn't, like, enforced. Like, where it was, like, a, you know, I was back-to-back with babies, bro.
Yeah.
Back-to-back. I blame my parents. They should have told me not to have sex twice. And the doctor.
My parents did. My dad put the.
He put the whammy down.
He was just like, I can't stop you, but I'm telling you, man. Like, they would talk about, that's 18 years. Because my dad had me young. He had me at 18.
Exactly.
So he was like, yo, I'm telling you.
You see the pattern, bro?
He was like, I'm telling you.
So maybe it's not a daughter thing for me. It's a more of an age thing. Because I was like, I know how hard it was, like, raising kids at that age. So I was like, hey, you got to, you know, you don't want to do what I did.
Yeah.
Y'all got lucky that I stayed around at home.
Pretty much, though.
Oh, they got lucky.
Pretty much.
I hung their whole time.
As a 16-year-old?
I've been thinking now, I could have easily been a deadbeat. Out of here. But I hung. Yeah. It's rewarding when you stay there for your kids.
Yeah. Deadbeat wasn't in my cards. I had mine at 30.
Exactly.
It wasn't in it. Like, that's. If you're a deadbeat at 30, you're just trash. Like, you are like, a deadbeat at 16 is honestly kind of excusable.
That, yeah, that's
at
that's
16. The, you're like, well, he had algebra. What do you want? Like,
he had to
at 30, you're just, there's no excuse for being trash. Like, I couldn't even have like a what are we gonna do moment at 30. Like, we're just like, I'm pregnant. It's like, all right, well, let's get this stuff together. Like, you can't panic at 30.
That's hella true, bro.
I had no chance to be a scrub. I didn't even get to think about it. He's like, oh, okay, we got to get a house.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I gotta handle some stuff.
There was no, like, oh, my life is over moment.
It was sympathy for me because it was like, everyone was like, oh, you messed up, but we're going to help you get through this.
Yeah.
Little programs and stuff. You got little programs.
For me, they were just like, oh, cool, we've been waiting. There was no kind of panic. Even the births weren't panic. Like, both of them, she had to be induced for both. So there was no water break moment. There was no rested hot. Nothing about them has been dramatic.
I don't remember. Both of mine were preemies. Were they normal?
Yeah, they were late. Both of them. She had to be induced. They were just chilling.
Chilling. Yeah, both of mine.
They didn't want to come out.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with her age or something. Like, she was too young to be having babies.
Yeah.
So she had issues.
That's crazy, man. 16. I couldn't imagine being a parent that young.
It was, I don't know, bro. You get just like in, like, we don't have to worry about childcare. Everyone wants to help when you're like a.
Oh, I was about to say, why? Are they with you?
Everyone.
Y'all got class together?
Yeah, they be in my backpack. Yeah, yeah. I take them in my backpack to school.
No childcare. I'm dropping them off when I drop myself off.
What's funny is I was always embarrassed. I was like, I'm not gonna be one of those parents with my kid at school. I don't know why I was embarrassed about that.
Yeah, you already had a kid in school. Yeah, I was like, there's no other level to go to.
There's no way I'm letting my daughter go to, when I was in college, go to the daycare at junior college. I was like, I'm good. I'm not gonna be like,
oh, there he is. He's trying to succeed. Oh, you don't want to be that guy.
Hell nah. Y'all stay at home with my dad or her mom or something.
You want to be like that episode of Fresh Prince? Yeah,
I don't want to
get a news story and everything.
Right.
The charity case.
I don't want to be that dude. I was like, no, I'm good. I just, no, we're good. They're good. They're good at home.
I'm handling mine.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, every day you think about doing meth. I'm good.
Oh, God. People count you out, bro. You have kids early. Like, when you're a teenage parent, they be like, oh, you're not going to make it.
It's hard.
It just felt normal to me. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. It's rough.
It's tough. But,
hey.
Hey.
You're done now.
We here. We here.
Out here now. Now you focus on you.
And my new son is coming. I want a boy. Yeah. I'm going to get me a boy. That age gap is going to be so crazy if I have another kid.
That'd be insane.
That age gap is going to
be. There wouldn't be no connection either.
Yeah, probably not.
He'd be like, I got two older sisters, but I don't know him.
My grown kid, my daughters, they had the nerves to be like, Dad, if you have another baby, that's not going to be our sibling. Because I was like, you grown ass. You can't have beef with.
No, but I understand where they're coming from. Because we all said that. We all said that.
Why?
Because you
but they're coming from the aspect of, Dad, if you what about our mom? And this, and I'm like, hey,
oh, that
window closed. Not, I'm saying, like. They were talking like that, like, we wanted to all be one big family. I was like, I don't know.
I mean, that's understandable, too.
No, it's not when you're 20.
People don't want blended. They've had 20 years of this is all they know.
Bro, but when you're old, like, they are, you don't get a choice. You got to
take them. But I'm just saying, they've had 20 years of, like, this is, like, my brother, my dad told us he was having another baby. I was 20.
Oh, you got another, you got a half-brother?
Yeah, he's 8.
I didn't know that.
So I was like 25.
Keith, you don't even talk about your half brother.
I don't see him that much. He's like, we come visit. They come visit, uh-huh. And we keep him stuff. I mean, if something happens to my dad, I'm raising him.
You talking about him like he's a pet?
No, but I'm like, saying like,
like he's be in a cage.
But he, you know, he has a whole different life. He has a whole different life. So we grew up with the three of us.
Yeah.
And then I'm already established as an adult. Keith's already established as an adult. Kyron's in high school.
Okay, now
he has another baby.
Now answer me this. If it was your mom having another baby, would he be close?
Disgusting.
No, I'm just saying. Because sometimes dads get the, you know what I mean? Like my mom had another kid. And so that's my baby brother. And so I look at him like, oh, this is my brother. You know what I mean? Like when it comes from like the mom, it's like a different connection, I think.
Oh, possibly.
Do you think that's true or?
I don't know. I don't. I think we were just like.
I didn't even know you had another brother.
We were just like, what are you doing, bro? Like, we didn't even get a chance to like.
But that's the dad aspect. What about your brother though?
No, he's still. I mean, when he was first born, honestly, we was kind of just like it's a baby. We were gonna do it a baby.
Yeah.
Now that he's older, he's 8. Like we hang out because like, he can, you know, like, he does stuff. So he comes over and like they play all the time.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Oh, he follows him around like crazy. Because he's only 6 years. He's his uncle, but he's 6 years older
than him. That's crazy.
So they play, they wrestle, they, yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
But as far as like the brother connect, I'm 33. He's 8. Like, we're not going to have. Let's go to the bar, bro. I mean, let's have this milk on the rocks. Like, it's not. He's 8. He's a child. But he plays with them.
Okay.
And when they get, like, you know, when he gets. When he's like 14, then he'll be like 8. You know what I mean? The older.
So they're gonna grow up together and be like.
As far as us, like, it's just like, what's up, man? How's everything going? And he tells me about his little 8-year-old life. And then.
How often you see him?
Whenever my dad drives up and brings him up here.
Oh, for real?
A lot more lately. But before, like, you know, holidays.
He looked like when he looked like y'all?
He looks like Keith.
Okay, so you can he's definitely a Poli.
Yeah, he looks like Keith.
Careful, baby boy. All
right. But, yeah, it's definitely different.
Yeah.
When he was first born, I was like, what am I going to do with a baby, Dad? Like, how am I going to have connection with this infant?
So you think my daughter's got a legit.
Yeah, because they're like, Dad, what are we going to. And it's not even like on some hater stuff.
I don't want them to hang with them, but I want them to acknowledge them as their little brother or their little sister.
They will as they get older. Like, I have another friend. Their dad had another baby, and they was on the same hype. Like, what are we gonna do with this baby? Now they always got him.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But it takes a while because you're just like, what?
It shouldn't take a while. It's not like they're not like a lion being introduced to the baby lion being introduced to the new.
They're 20. Like they're not. They're probably like, I'm in college. I'm doing. What am I gonna do with this baby?
I would want them to slow their lives down, but I want them to be like, hey, I want to come see my brother.
They're not gonna do that until. It's going to take some years. And then they'd be like, you know what? He here.
he ain't going nowhere.
It is what it is.
Oh, he can talk now. Oh, they can wait till he talks.
Yeah, like, it is what it is. You know, it takes a minute because it's just so. Especially if it is from a different, it's just so different. You don't have any of the same memories. You don't have any of the same.
Yeah, that'd be
extended. So like when extended family time come around, when it's Thanksgiving, and that child wants to go with his, they like, I don't know them people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not my family. At the end of the day, this child is, but your family is not. I barely know you. Like, whoever, let's say hypothetically.
So, on that side over there, the mom, his mom's side, like.
Yeah, let's say hypothetically you did have a baby. Whoever this lady is,
uh-huh.
Your daughters have no relationship with this lady, especially not her family. That's, the relationship is with the child, because that's their sibling.
I see how that can be awkward as hell.
So, with this lady, though, and depending on how this especially lady holidays, comes in, like. Yeah. Oh, you my stepdaughters. Hold on. We're 20. Like, we have a mom. We don't need a step nothing. We're adults. And then with the holidays, it's like, all right, well, that's your people.
What do you call your, because my mom got remarried, and I was, like, struggling with calling. Like, I don't know what to call
her. I call him by his first name.
Yeah, I was calling him Steve. Then my brother was calling him Mr. Steve. And I was like, hey, bro, we got to pick something. Like, don't make me look like I'm being disrespectful.
Yeah. Just call him by his first name. Okay. And then, when people say, who's that? I'd be like, my mom's husband.
So you don't be like, my stepdad?
No. I was 26, something like that. I was a grown man.
Yeah.
He has zero part in raising me. So it's like, no. Great guy. Treats my mom fantastic.
Yeah.
But as far as father, anything, no. Like, it was just like, this is my mom's husband.
Yeah.
But it ain't like he's like, this is my stepson. He's like, this is my wife's son. Like, it ain't like he coming in like trying to be some stepdad type.
It wasn't awkward for me when I was with my mom and her husband. I was just like, hey. I wake up in the morning, hey Steve.
It wasn't awkward for me only because I was during my mom's whole dating period. My parents got divorced when I was 20.
They had a good run.
I was in college, or 19, 20. So I was in college.
Did it affect you being that old?
Not as much as it did the little one, because he lived through it.
No, the younger brother.
Yeah, me and Keith were kind of gone already. He was in the house. He was the one just changing schools and spending summers here and doing what he wasn't doing.
Yeah, yeah.
The only time it was more not affected, but like annoyed me was the holidays, because during hoop season, you don't get, you know, it's always a Thanksgiving tournament or Christmas tournament. So you only get a break every once in a blue moon.
So you'd have to.
So I have to make a decision when I'm like, I got 3 days for Christmas. Am I going to LA or the Bay? That was annoying.
It wasn't like your dad was here.
My mom was out here.
Oh, okay.
And my dad was still in the Bay.
Okay.
So it was annoying on the tip, like, all right, I got to start making this. Oh, we're going to spend Christmas. Like, we still do that to this day. Now it's just regular, though. But now we're like, we're doing Christmas with my dad, Thanksgiving with my mom. You know, like,
well, Pops is still in the Bay, or is he?
He's in the Bay, yeah.
Okay.
So that part was annoying. Not, like, angry. Just, like, we used to just have one place to go. Now we got to.
Now it's like, let me divvy out this.
Yeah, year. Let me. All right. And then now that I'm married, we got her parents. I mean, her mom. So it's I got to go to three different places instead of just having one hub. Now you got to go to, and you're like,
That's when parents get divorced, they don't think about all that. The little stuff.
Also thinking about, they don't want to beat the hell out of each other. Yeah. Not the mind we're hitting each other.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're like, eh.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, because mine got divorced when I was like 8, so. I'm still traumatized.
See how he just took his snacks? He took the whole bag. He just took it. And he eating it like he doesn't care. Like, he just doesn't. He's like, these are mine now. All right, look at me.
He's eating them so comfortable, I thought he had them.
No, he just took them. Look at me. I am the captain now. These are my fish. That's just how it be.
He just grabbed them. Hey, it's baby brother. It's a hierarchy.
Yeah, for now. But he going to be bigger. I can already tell.
You think so?
Yeah, Kendrick's going to be bigger than him. He's thicker. He's more solid.
Yeah.
He's taller than he was. He's gonna be bigger than him.
Are they going to hoop?
If they want to, they can do whatever. I don't know what they're gonna do. They like music. Both of them really like music.
Oh, for real? That's the route too, true.
They both really like. But I'm sure they're gonna get older and want to play sports. Just because I'm so into it.
Yeah, it's like a natural thing.
Yeah, a natural thing. So
what else we got?
But you know. Let's get to these questions.
Come on.
From the audience. Keezerman asks, what would your original reaction, what would be your original reaction if you had a daughter get pregnant or if your son gets a girl pregnant? I guess we touched on this a little bit, but What was your reaction right now? Your girl calls, your daughter calls from school, and she's like, "Daddy, I'm pregnant."
I would be excited for, you know, I mean, of course you'd be a little disappointed, but at the same time, I would be like, man, okay. Might be a grand, I'm going to be a grandpappy, but I would be excited, bro, but I would be like, damn, what, did you not learn anything? Like, I have an honest moment, because my dad didn't make me feel like, because you can make, when a kid, because I wouldn't even say it's a mistake or whatever, but when a kid has a, you know, when a kid has a kid, you can make them feel really low if you're not delicate with it.
I learned that the hard way.
With who?
My brother. We did that with my brother.
Oh, really?
You're like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
But it's other reasons too why.
Yeah.
That I won't get into, but. And he recently expressed this to me, like, man, y'all didn't even let me enjoy it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like, now it's all good.
Yeah.
Know? But, yeah, the first reaction was like, what are you doing?
You know what it is? Because kids grow. They grow. They don't stay babies forever.
Yeah.
So when it becomes like a normal thing, like, then you'd be like, damn, what would I do without my nephew or my, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
when they're
not
around, you'd be like, damn, we almost discouraged, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
So I would be, my initial thing would be like, hey, did you not? Okay, but then I'll be like, because my dad was like, what were you thinking? Like, damn, come on, back to back? Like, two kids back to back? And then he was like, well, no, we're going to deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, everything, it's going to work out. And he would always say that babies do not stay babies.
Yeah.
They get older and they get older quick. And, you know.
I mean, I think you have the natural reaction. Like, if they was young and I was like, I'd probably have to, like, leave for a second.
You'd have to woosah. For a little bit.
To gather my thoughts so it wouldn't be a huge, like.
You wouldn't want to say the wrong
thing,
bro. Yeah,
so if they was like, dad, you know, I didn't got my girl pregnant, I'd be like, okay. And then I'd be like, all right, well, look. I'd tell them, let me process before I respond.
You're saying that? You'd be like, just let me chill,
Just let me process. Because initially, like, people in my family.
But if they're like, dad, no, we want you to tell me how you feel right now.
No, you don't. Not at all. I would be like, because already people in my family don't really tell me stuff because of my reactions. And I'm just so, I don't really, even when I'm correct, my delivery is just so harsh all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying to work on that. Because even if I'm 100% right, even if I was like, you're too young, or I don't be like, you fucking idiot.
You want to make sure you walk
delicately.
Yeah,
I want to be like, all right, look.
See, and that's how I would have to approach it with daughters. Then, of course, I want to sit here and be like, I'd be like, what the fuck did you do? Inside, internally, but externally, you got to make them feel like,
yeah, I got you.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right. It could be worse. You know what I mean?
And even with my brother, even after the initial cuss out. And all that stuff. Then it was like, we had to like.
Wait, how old was he? 18?
He was 20.
You got to think, 20 anything for me is like, what are you guys tripping for?
Yeah. Well, it was other stuff going on with it. But, my nephew's 2. So you factor in 3 years ago. So my brother was 20, like 21, 22.
Okay.
But still trying to, you know, at 22, you're still trying to get your stuff together.
So 22 is like 18.
Yeah.
You're still 18.
Yeah.
When I was 22, 23, I still felt like I was like 17.
Yeah.
30, I felt like I was 25.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, but it's, you know, it's gravy now. It's all
now,
I was just out there.
It's once you get past that initial shock, then you got to hurry up and move.
But even after we had our
little spat,
I was like, now, that being said, whatever you need, nigga, I got you.
Yeah.
It's like, after the initial, like, you know, we cuss each other out, whatever, and then I was like, all right, what you need? You know, like.
I think I would be more concerned about what kind of person they get with.
Oh, absolutely, because you stuck with them forever.
Yeah, then like, what the situation is.
And I'd
be how is he? What if she gets pregnant by Obama? You know what I mean? Like,
came up.
You know, like, and the Obama, you know?
Yeah. And my brother, that was his argument on one hand when he was just explaining in general, like, not getting mad at people. He was like, well, what if the person they get with is, you know, straight?
Really good, really legit.
And I'm like, that does matter because you stuck with them forever. And I think that's part of the reason why people get mad when people have babies at such a young age, because it's like the person, y'all don't know each other. You don't know whatever, you know, what kind of
you don't know who they're going to be.
You don't even know who you are yet.
Right.
So you're like, you don't know who they're going to be. So raising a kid, man, that's going to be work.
So if one of the boys, like, knocked up the Queen of England's granddaughter.
I'd be like, first of all, how'd you meet her? When are you going to England?
When'd you get there?
He's like, dang, these social medias. I'd be like, all through the DMs?
And they turn into princes somehow. Yeah. Is that a mistake?
I mean, no.
Think about it.
I don't think none of it's a mistake after.
Right.
Fact, you know, but like, even, I would, let's say, because, you know, they're...
It's hypothetical.
They're 2-1 right now, yeah. Right? So they haven't started school yet. By the time, you know, any day now, we're all going to get our break, and money's not going to be an issue.
Right.
So they're going to be going to the nicer schools with probably other kids that are fine.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying? So chances of him, he probably, let's say if it happened hypothetically,
uh-huh.
The girl probably comes from a family where I'm going to be like, well.
Little royalty.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, her dad's the EP of Sony, yeah. Huh? Well, yeah.
Exactly. Does that make it different?
You know,
does that determine how your first reaction is? Do you need to take a breather?
I'm still gonna need a breather. I'm still gonna need a breather regardless, just because, like, man, and it's not even that part, like your freedom, your like look at
it's
this.
A
like,
lot. It's a lot.
You're not.
That comes
you can't
it.
Do anything.
You're not.
My mom. We just left for this weekend, and my mom had to watch both the boys just for 2 days. And she was like, I forgot what it's like. She was like, I had to call my husband to tell him to come home just so I could take a shower.
Yeah,
because you always watch them just so you can go to the bathroom. Just so you, they're
yeah.
all it's just stuff all the time, and they're always here,
and they're
always
yep.
And
they're
just
always
like,
here.
It's just little stuff trying to get a meal in real quick. Like, it's got, I eat like Major Pain. They're gonna be so close though. Like,
I see it.
They're buddies. But yeah, man. I mean, I would have a reaction.
I forgot about like how I had to be like on point all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
And if we were out somewhere, like I'm like a hawk watching. Like, yeah. Just if they're playing with the other little kid at the park.
Yep. I don't really be like when I'm out with them. Mm-hmm. My phone.
Yeah,
in my
you
pocket,
be. Yeah, you
I'm
be
watching.
Like.
Cause and they're so fast, and I'll be watching other little dirty kids.
Yeah,
other kids be so nasty. I hate other people's kids. Like people be like, oh, you like kids, and I like my kids.
Do you ever like see another kid get like rough with your kid, and you want to like jump in?
Not, it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet. I'm talking about like outsiders, like at the park.
Yeah,
or
it hasn't really happened yet. But people always want to play with them, and I just be like, ugh, they're just dirty to me.
I don't like when parents don't control their kids.
I hate that.
My kids were very well mannered.
Exactly.
Wouldn't stop. Or kids just staring. Like, tell your kids that staring is not polite. I would tell my daughters all the time, you don't stare.
Yeah, I don't like when people just be like, oh, the kids are just.
Yeah, just letting them roam freely.
Know, or doing whatever, or being nasty. And just do. I'm like, no, I'm always watching mine and monitoring mine. But yeah, if they ever, but I feel like I'm not really worried about them on the scuffle tip, because they scuffle with each other. And the older they get, I'm gonna be like, yo, y'all, it's two of y'all.
Oh, it's not. That's
you know
natural.
What I mean?
I would tell my daughters all the time. I don't even know if this is fair. I'd be like, hey, y'all gotta. There's no such thing as jumping when you're sisters. Like, that's you're supposed to fight together. I would tell them all the time. Like, there's no one-on-ones like that.
Yeah.
Luckily, they didn't have fights like that, So that was good.
I think they're going to get in fights.
You think so?
Just it's not going to be their fault. It's going to be people hating on them. That's why they're going to get in fights.
Yeah.
Look at your hair. Look
Yo,
at your,
oh, you got a ponytail?
Yeah, like, look, they're going to get in fights for being fair-skinned and
might be
like
on
that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why. Like, my dad got in fights because of that.
Your dad's light-skinned?
Yeah, with hazel eyes. So they were like, oh, you think you... And he's like, no, I'm just living life.
You know, it's unfortunately,
so now I
gotta
fight.
That is so true.
Yeah. So now I got to fight because you're stupid.
So is that... you? Yeah, light-skinned people do. Yeah, fair-skinned people.
And with their hair, like, I know they're probably going to get in a few fights just because of that. Or, like I said, if we good,
yeah.
You know, financially and all that, oh, you're dead, you think you... You know, they're just going to... Because people being stupid, they're going to get in fights.
Yeah.
It's just it's gonna happen.
Boys have to when we come up, we have to prove ourselves.
Yeah,
like,
all the time.
I feel like I was always getting tested.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People are gonna test you, and if things are going well for you, and somebody
good looking, period. If you're like a decent looking person, I think you get.
Yeah, exactly. Not even boys, it's women.
Yeah,
and dark light, whatever. If you're better looking, or if things are like some people didn't like that I had a father.
That's yeah.
You know what I mean?
What determines good looking?
I don't know. They say scientifically it's like the way your face structure, like the more even your face is.
Really?
Yeah, like we visually, the more even your face is, we visually like assume that's good looking.
That's strange,
like
that. Bro.
I mean, yeah, but it's super weird.
Yeah.
It's super weird how we determine what's good looking. Your
because people be like, that's
cheekbones, lips, like line up, just how everything is like determined.
Because someone will be like, oh, they're beautiful, and we'll be like, she's pretty. But I don't know how to explain why that person might be, you know what I mean?
And then I think it's cultural too.
Think so?
Yeah. Like when you like every year they come out with them lists, right? And it's like
But isn't good looking
no.
to everyone?
No. They come every year they come out with them lists, 100 most beautiful people. 90% of the list is white, and then white women be looking average as hell to me. Like I remember Gwyneth Paltrow was winning like every year and I was like, I don't see it. I don't get it.
She never did it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
But Cindy Crawford.
Oh, she was fine.
Yeah, I thought Cindy Crawford was fine.
I mean, there's some people that universally everybody accepts you pretty.
Do you remember Kathy Ireland?
No.
Oh, showing my age.
Yeah. But I had some people like, you had the Cindy's, the Holly Berry's.
Yeah, that are universally pretty. Beyonce. So there people, is something that's universally like. Yeah, there
is
universally.
Everybody's like, yo, that person is just pretty. But I think it does have to do with culture because I will take someone with color is automatically has an upper hand to me.
For you?
Yeah. Like if you have some, you know, the Latina, Brazilians, Middle Eastern, you know, black, like they automatically have, like, let's say hypothetically you lined up 10 women.
Uh-huh.
All exactly the same, right?
I'm seeing this right now.
All exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
And then said, pick your, I'm going to start on this side and go lighter.
Like the evolution of.
Yeah. Like okay. All these women to go before the last palest one.
Okay.
Even if she was fine pale, she would be number 10.
So if she was albino clear,
she would be
but
number
she
10.
Looked, she had Holly Berry's features, you'd be like,
yeah,
she's
10.
So it's just a, like, for you, it's
I
just
like
a
skin color. I like color.
Okay.
I think it's super sexy.
Yeah. That's fair.
So I think that matters. That determines it too. Anyway, we got sidetracked.
We did.
That's what happens.
That's fair. You're a racist. It's cool.
Colorist. I can't be racist. I don't have any power. All right.
Another question. Shoot.
Loyalty is love. Ask, can y'all cover finding the balance in being a father and being your own man? This is a perfect question for today. Okay, because I got to bring these two with me everywhere.
You're doing a great job, bro.
I
had to apologize first.
What?
Because I was like, man, Keon's late.
You know, he came in with late, the baby. These kids. No parent has ever been on time for anything.
You got legit kids give you.
And
legit
I was only
excuse.
Like 2 minutes late, which is like in parent time, I was 15 shit. Minutes early.
I just wanted to talk to you. That's my way of, that's our way of saying good morning. Late ass. All right, go ahead, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, finding my own time and doing the whole father thing and husband thing is actually it's a challenge because you still do want your own. You want your own time. You need time for you and the kids on the personal tip. You and your spouse on the personal tip, then family time for all of you guys, and then your own personal time. So you have to balance all that and make sure you're giving enough time to each one. So I need time to hang out with just the boys, with just myself. And then mm-hmm. I need time to hang out with Cotty and the boys, and we do family stuff. And then I need, me and Cotty just went away for the weekend for the first time ever without the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed that. And it was a fantastic time. Fantastic time. So then we need that. And then I need time when I need all three of them to leave me the hell alone. And I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to see nobody. I don't want to. Like, at night, that's, like, my time.
Your solo.
Yeah. Like,
that's man time.
Yeah. Or if I can get it, like, if she's like, oh, I'm going to take them to the park for a few hours. I enjoy that 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
To just do me and do nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
To do nothing. Because I don't think people understand, especially as guys, what doing nothing means.
It's the best.
Like, when women say, like, from what I've seen. I'm generalizing. From what I see, women be like, I don't want to do nothing today. There's still a little something involved in that nothing.
Little
like,
nails.
I don't want to do nothing. Let's go to the beach and chill. No, that's still something.
That's something.
That's something. When I say nothing, I mean, I don't want to leave the house. I don't want to get dressed. If I could pee on myself, I would. I don't want to move. I don't want to do anything.
We should have a day we could put on a diaper.
Yeah. When I say nothing, I mean I'm only getting up to eat and go to the bathroom.
Eat,
that's it.
Eat and change channels.
And when even with the eating, I wish somebody could bring it to me. I don't want to do nothing. That's what nothing means to me.
You want to do nothing so bad that you eat cold food?
Yes. I need one warmer up. I want to do nothing. That's what. So yeah, trying to find that time is essential because I have. So what I'll do sometimes, especially now that she works, she's not up with me. Like when she was, when she wasn't working, we'd just be up. But now she got to go to bed early so she can get up early because she don't get the nap. Like I get the nap.
Right. Okay.
So around 10, when they've been asleep for a couple hours, me and her done watched our show and she shut it down. She'd be like, come upstairs. I'd be like, nah, I'm going to chill down here for an hour or two, watch my shows or play dominoes on my phone or, you know, fart around the group chat, whatever. Just do what I'm going to do and chill and just have sometimes I do absolutely nothing. I just sit there and thought.
That's
and
important like, for like men's sanity, especially when you have to balance as much as, 'cause I don't have to balance how you balance now. But when I did, I had to give them like, because I didn't raise them with their mom. So when they were with me, I have to give them like special attention. So when I would tell them like, hey, y'all got to go color or do something. I'm going to need y'all to color for like 30 minutes to an hour because I want to just be alone. I don't want to, don't bother me for anything. Don't knock on the bathroom door. Let me just chill and, you know, come
like
back.
Like people don't realize that when you ever see a guy sitting in his driveway in the car, he's just unwinding. He's just
unwinding.
Literally like, let me just download and I just want to mentally chill the hell out. That's why I've been home for 30 minutes.
Before I come
just
inside.
Sitting in the car, in the driveway, chilling. Like, all right, here we go.
That's a great way to pull it, though, you know, without saying that, you know, because it's a balance.
It's a balance. Because I love being with them. I love being with my wife, but I still need just time to just be left the hell alone.
Yeah.
And do nothing. It's definitely a balance, and trying to balance it is.
And doing nothing recharges you, but the thing about it is I have to do nothing at least one time a day.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I can't get it in, but for the most part, I got to give me at least, you know, 30 minutes to an hour where I'm just chilling.
Yeah. Now, luckily, sometimes I get my balance. You know, if I got to go go on the road from Thursday to Sunday.
Oh yeah,
road, a complete recharge.
When we were on the, in Reno, were just like,
did nothing. Went to the gym, watched March Madness.
Yeah, that's it.
And I got to recharge. And then now, you know, with the FaceTime and stuff, I feel like I'm still parenting.
You're still connected, yeah.
But
that's the thing about with road gigs. That's straight like.
Yeah, that's what I'll do my workout, and then I do nothing. I sleep so much on the road.
Oh, I catch the best. Oh, my goodness.
I just sleep.
People be like, you don't want to go see the town?
I'm no. Like, no. No. And it depends on what time. I have to be in a dope town. Like, yeah, if I'm doing a Thursday through Sunday in Miami, I got to go see
it gotta
stuff.
It got to be something I've never seen before.
I
got
to go see some stuff. But if we, like, Reno, no.
These
I'm not
small
leaving.
Towns, they got the same thing. Chili's, TGIF, yeah, no. Red Lobster, movie theater.
I'm not leaving for that. I don't care about that. So, yeah, it is a balance, and it is work to find that balance. It's damn near a schedule type thing that you do.
What's funny, when it changes, as they get older, you have to find time to fit in their schedule.
Yeah. That's what Tony be talking about all the time.
Tony
said his kids don't give a damn about hanging out with him no more.
It's almost insulting. Bro, we went to go visit, before my other daughter went to school, we went to go visit her sister in Atlanta. And I thought it was going to be like a family trip. Then we got there, my daughter was like, no, just drop me off with my sister and you go about your bit. And I was like, so basically I just flew you here for me to just chill out and just, and I was like, oh, cool.
You try to act like it didn't hurt.
Yeah, act like it didn't hurt. So I had to call them and be like, hey, we still on for just to go get some chicken wings today. Bro, they did me dirty, bro. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Drop me off. Bye, Dad.
She's like, all right, Dad, where you finna go? She did me like a girl, you know, where you about to go, Dad? I was like, oh, I was going.
You get home safe. So what you about to do? She hit you with her neck rubs?
Nah, we were walking around campus. She was giving me like half introductions to friends. Yeah. This is my dad. This is my dad. I was like, you're embarrassed of me.
Cut to you in a strip club by yourself, just in the corner.
Doing nothing.
Well, I am in Atlanta. No, no, not right now. No, no private dances. They're just my daughters. Ah, man.
Doing nothing. Do we hit everything?
I think that's it for today, yeah.
We
covered
everything.
You're a great feeling, man.
Oh, man, you know me. I'm just
trying
to
bet.
I go in and out.
Great feeling.
I went to sleep on you twice. I don't know what's up but sleep. That's a late night, bro.
Tell people where they can find you.
Find me at DC Urban Comedy across the board.
DC Urban Comedy.
At DCERVIN Comedy across the board.
Come here. Come here. DC Urban Comedy. Y'all make sure you can find the podcast on YouTube, Tony Baker's page. You can find it on any platform. I just wanted y'all to see my boys real quick. And y'all know you can find me at Keon Poli. You guys say bye.
Hold on, let me get a picture.
I didn't. You want to say bye?
Bye. Bye. There he is. Keelan, give me five.
That's it, guys, man. Thanks for listening. Five. We're out.